With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into another episode of the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. I am Ryan, warmly joined as I am every Friday morning by Dr. David Chow. Dr. Chow, thank you so much for making some time this morning. Let's jump right into it. I want to ask about the number one player in fantasy, Jonathan Taylor. That ankle injury kept him out in week 5. Do you think he's going to play in week 6?
It remains to be seen. And certainly if he plays, he'll be less than 100%. So, you know, obviously big fantasy implications. It depends on who you have. People should look at you for advice on what their other options are. But you cannot count on him being 100%.
One guy who's not easy to replace is Jonathan Taylor. One guy who might be easy to replace by his own team is Damian Harris, because Ramondre Stevenson looked so great in week 5 in relief of Harris. Harris has that hamstring injury, hasn't officially been ruled out yet. It seems kind of doubtful he's going to play. Do you expect him to be on the field and anywhere near 100% if he is?
Yeah, there's no question. It's New England Patriots, so he's going to be listed as questionable as part of the hide the bacon game. But I don't see him playing. You know, from a fantasy perspective, I don't think there's no way you can start him at this point in time. And I think actually he'll be ruled out.
Shifting to the quarterbacks, I want to ask about Teddy Bridgewater, because by reporting in week 5 when he left the game with concussion symptoms, he passed all the tests, but because of the new sort of setup they're doing with the NFLPA in the wake of his teammate Tua Tagovailoa's concussion issues, he was ruled out of the rest of the game and hasn't been officially listed as healthy for this week. It seems like Skylar Thompson might be starting in that game for them. From what you know about the concussion protocol now, when do you expect to see Teddy Bridgewater available to play again?
Well, there's been a big shift, and it's not just an official change in the rewarding of the protocol. Really, essentially, it used to be 50-50 for someone returning to play the following week. It is now 95% out the following week with, you know, just the heightened attention. And this is why we said all along from Sunday night and even Monday that it's going to be Skylar Thompson. Tua is more likely to play than Teddy Bridgewater at this point in time, but neither will play. And that's not the only issue on the Dolphins. Obviously, Waddle with the groin and Tyreek Hill with the quad, both are better. But the big issue there is at tackle. Right tackle's out, left tackle Teron Armstead may not play, second opinion on his turf toe, as well as the DBs for the Dolphins. Both are out, the starting corners.
Yeah, the list just goes on and on of their injury troubles right now. Let's talk about another quarterback, Dak Prescott, who's obviously been out for a few weeks. Seems like he's not going to play here in week 6, but he is getting closer to a return. Do you expect to see him maybe by week 7? And when we do see him, do you think that he will be somewhere close to 100%?
Yeah, there's week 7 is the first possibility. He's not playing this week. And we chatted before when Jerry Jones did not put Dak Prescott on injured reserve. Like, he's not coming back within 4 weeks. This is the 5th week. 6 weeks was always the target. And it's funny, like, okay, he can throw the ball, but can he have ball security? Can you risk the risk of refracture and, you know, falling through and hitting a helmet or someone else's elbow or arm or something as he follows through? Those are the issues. So next week is the first realistic chance. You know, if I'm looking through, predicting the future, if Cooper Rush loses this game and doesn't look good and the Eagles dominate, that might accelerate Dak's return for next week. If they can prevail this week, it might be week 8 before Dak Prescott comes back.
A couple of receivers here to wrap up the show. Rashad Bateman hasn't practiced all week. He didn't practice last week, leading up to not playing in week 5 with that foot injury. Seems pretty unlikely he's going to play here in week 6. Do you think we might see him back in the field by week 7?
We can hope so, but look, we don't have video of the injury, so we don't know. But obviously the DNPs has you worried. And the Ravens, you know, look, credit to John Harbaugh. They always do a little misdirection. They don't give the whole story on what it is. So this may be a bigger deal than what they're letting on.
And then last receiver, T. Higgins, obviously put up a goose egg on Sunday Night Football in week 5, which hurt a lot of managers. Didn't play in the second half of that game with that ankle injury. He hasn't practiced all week. I didn't see the reports for Friday, so I'm not sure if he ended up suiting up today, but at least through Thursday, he hadn't practiced.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to go this week because the way teams work is roster spots are precious. The active slots are precious in terms of special teams and everything else. You know, he left them shorthanded. It's not his fault, but aggravated his ankle. And with that, I think it's likely he will be not activated for this week's game.
He's Dr. Chow at ProFootballDoc on Twitter. I'm Ryan Wormley at Ryan Wormley on Twitter. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And remember to stay on top of all the latest injury news throughout the week. Check out our Fantasy News and Scores app available on both the App Store and Google Play. We will see you guys again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.